This Paul W. Smith podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools. And by Lear, the world leader in luxury and performance seating.
Well, the Pistons won their first game back home after nearly 40 years, being downtown Detroit at Little Caesars Arena. Unfortunately, the Wings on the road didn't do so well. We have our Red Wings weekly, though, with great hope, brought to you by the Idle Dom Motor Group, BMW of Rochester Hills, Audi of Rochester Hills, Porsche of the Motor City, and Motor City Mini, four great brands, one standard of excellence. And brought to you by the Capitol Grill in Troy. We had a great event there yesterday, and in the boardroom, Jerry Weinberg and Associates and Alana Nickel and Jerry. You can enjoy world-class dining and events there, the service, all the good stuff at the Capitol Grill, headed up by the operating general manager partner, Phil Monroe, and Lisa Banish. 7:38, Sean Belizean is here to welcome in our special guest.
Good morning. Yes, always a pleasure to talk to this guy, fantastic hockey player, director of pro scouting with the Red Wings. Let's say good morning to Mark Howe. Mark, first of all, thanks for joining us. Tough night in Toronto last night, but make no mistake about it, that's a darn good Toronto Maple Leaf team.
Yeah, they are. They got a lot of good young hockey players, and they got a good coach, and they're on the upswing. But saying all that, we made a few mistakes we shouldn't have made, and you can't afford to do that against some of the more potent offenses in the league.
You know, Mark, all said, you know, this start on the season, I think a lot of people thought, oh, my goodness gracious, the Red Wings might be near the bottom of the standings and everything. You got to be pleased with where the club's at right now. I mean, granted, we're only seven games in, but what are you seeing out of the team?
I've seen our team be competitive every game, even our last game at home against Tampa. I actually ended up being at the game I flew in, and I thought we were competitive. They got one great player, and Kucherov, and he was the difference maker in the game. But I liked what I saw out of some of our younger players, especially Dylan Larkin that day. He and Kucherov actually were going at it pretty close. I don't know how much the people were watching the game, and he was showing his competitive side, and I'm really encouraged by, I know he had a tough time last year, but I felt by the end of the year he was starting to learn how to play a National Hockey League game and not a junior college game, and I think his growth has continued this year, and he's a competitive young guy, and I think he's going to be an important part of this organization for years to come.
Mark Howe joins us here on 760 WJR. Mark, it's interesting. I had a chance to see Dylan when he was, of course, in the USHL. I think sometimes people forget how young these players are. Maybe they just expect that it's all onward and upward from the time you jump into the league. It doesn't always work that way.
No, well, especially he came in the league and everything he touched turned to gold, and also there's some pretty good players around the league. It takes him a game or two, and then you start to learn some of the habits of some of the players, and you learn how to, you know, take them off their game at different things. And I think that happened to Dylan. So then he came into the second year, like I said, we were hoping he could go back to his natural position at center, but anybody who's played this game that, you know, as an 18 and 19, 20-year-old kid, that's a really tough position to fill. I mean, when you're playing up against guys like Crosby and Malkin and Stamkos and, you know, even people that come in and play against Henrik Zetterberg, I mean, you're going to get schooled, and that's part of learning how to be a pro. And, I
know our record wasn't good the last 6 weeks of the season, but I think one of the real bright spots was Dylan Larkin was learning how to play the center position at both ends of the rink. And I think it's continued and it's growing on this year. And, you know, what I loved seeing the other day was just his competitive spirit. So, his dogged determination. And, you know, that's been a focus of trying to bring in players that, have that determination, because that's what it takes to be a winner in the National Hockey League.
Well, we've got another game coming up against the Washington Capitals. Mark, you mentioned how tough the league is. You know, right now, the Atlantic Division, again, it's early. This looks like a tough division. And when you're playing so many of these teams so many times, you got the Leafs off to a great start. Tampa, I think teams like Boston, Montreal, they're probably better than their record indicates. That only adds to, you know, some of the ails, what ails a team. You better be on your game every night in a division like this.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest difference, I think, in the National Hockey League from when I played, you know, some 25, 30 years ago. I mean, there was some teams, some games that they were easy games to win. I mean, you had to go out and just play halfway decent, you would win. Nowadays, it's not the case. I mean, as an example, the Washington Capitals are a very good hockey club. I watched them get beat 8-2 in Philadelphia, just a few days ago. I watched, Pittsburgh Penguins, two-time defending Stanley Cup champions get their butts kicked in Chicago 10-1, and those are very good hockey clubs, and but they were playing back to back. They were tired. They didn't get the bounces, and the other teams were fired up to play against them. And I mean, look what Vegas is doing. And it's an expansion team. They're excited. They're working their tails off, and I think the Red Wings are the only team that have beaten them so far. So we're, every single night you got to be there, you got to be ready to play, and I think our goal is to be competitive and give ourselves a chance to win every night. And in the game last night, I think the first time that we really shot ourselves in the foot a little bit, and we clawed our way back, but you can't do that too often, because more often than not, you're not going to be able to come back against the really good teams.
Great stuff, Mark Howe, Director of Pro Scouting. Always a pleasure to catch up. Wings back in action on Friday night at Little Caesars Arena. Have a great morning. Hopefully we'll see you back at Little Caesars Arena sooner rather than later. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, great. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Red Wings Weekly brought to you by the Idle Dom Motor Group, BMW of Rochester Hills, Audi of Rochester Hills, Porsche of the Motor City, Motor City Mini. Four great brands, one standard of excellence. And by the Capitol Grill in Troy, enjoy world-class dining and service provided by our friends Phil Monroe and Lisa Banish. The Capitol Grill, always a gift in good taste.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM and streaming on WJR.com.